Self-mastery. 1. Self-mastery is the measure of man's moral nature and the indicator of his spiritual development. 2. He who rules his own self is greater than he who captures a city. Man's greatest victory is the conquest of self. 3. Your secret of the mastery of self is bound up with your faith in the Spirit, right now, indwelling you, which ever works by love. Even this saving faith you have not of yourselves, it also is the gift of God. 4. And if you are the children of this living faith, you are no longer the bond slaves of self but rather the triumphant master of yourselves, the liberated child of God. 5. Forget not, it is your personal faith in the exceedingly great and precious promises of God that ensures you becoming a partaker of the divine nature. Thus, by your faith in the Spirit's transformation, you become in reality a temple of God, and His Spirit actually dwells within you. 6. If, then, the Spirit dwells within you, you are no longer a bond slave of the flesh but a free and liberated child of the Spirit. The new law of the Spirit endows you with the liberty of self-mastery in place of the old law of self-bondage and the slavery of self-denial. 7. You are justified by faith and fellowship by grace, not by fear and the self-denial of the flesh. Albeit the Father's children who have been born of the Spirit are ever and always masters of the self and all that pertains to the desires of the flesh. 8. If then, my children, you are born of the Spirit, you are forever delivered from the self-conscious bondage of a life of self-denial and watchcare over the desires of the flesh, and you are translated into the joyous kingdom of the Spirit, whence you spontaneously show forth the fruits of the Spirit in your daily lives. 9. And the fruits of the Spirit are the essence of the highest type of enjoyable and ennobling self-control, even the heights of terrestrial mortal attainment, true self-mastery. 10. When you know that you are saved by faith, you have real peace with God, and all who follow in the way of this heavenly peace are destined to be sanctified to the eternal service of the ever-advancing child of the eternal God. 11. Henceforth, it is not duty but rather your exalted privilege to cleanse yourself from all evils of mind and body while you seek for perfection in the love of God. 12. It is the very goodness of God that leads you into true and genuine repentance. Your sonship is grounded by faith, and you are to remain unmoved by fear. Your joy is born of trust in the divine word, and you shall not therefore be led to doubt the reality of the Father's love and mercy.